Well, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from Deuteronomy chapter 8. It says, all the commandments, verse 1, that I am commanding you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to give to your forefathers. And you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. There's also a place in Numbers 11 where it talks about God's unique relationship with Moses. It says that he would speak to Moses mouth to mouth. And the idea is almost like mouth to mouth resuscitation, that God would speak to him so intimately that he would provide breath for him to survive spiritually. This passage in Deuteronomy 8, he talks about them being in a wilderness place, and in that wilderness place, learning in humility that we live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God is so significant, because there are going to be times in your life, because you live in a fallen world, where you're going to walk through some wilderness experiences, some more critical than others. I love what Song of Solomon 8 says in chapter 5, verse 5. It says, who is this coming up out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? And in the wilderness, we do learn how to lean into him more than ever before. And we will come up. You will come up out of the wilderness, but you'll have been changed. That's why they said, who is this? You become less recognizable because you become more Christ-like. God uses the wilderness. But in that place, we do learn to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, as if to walk through the wilderness, we have to get mouth-to-mouth resuscitation from God. That every breath is like a breakthrough. When you find yourself in those situations like that, where you're just really battling emotionally because of the wilderness and all that's going on, we often cry out for breakthrough. Sometimes I'll have people come and talk to me about just what they're going through, just for some advice, and I'll tell them this. I said, here's what you need to do. You need to get a breakthrough every day, a fresh breakthrough every day. You've got to live by the words that proceed out of the mouth of God. The breakthrough you got yesterday by God speaking something into your heart will probably last you through the night. And then tomorrow when the emotions all come back again, you've got a breakthrough again. You've got to learn in the wilderness to live with mouth-to-mouth resuscitation by the word of the Lord coming to you. And I said, and you just do that. And they said, well, when do you stop doing that? I said, when you finally come to a place in this particular wilderness, when you realize that you're no longer in the wilderness and you've come into a bigger place that you've broken through where you can breathe more freely. But until then, you got to get a breakthrough every day. Because the enemy's goal is to kill and to steal and to destroy. And he's not a respecter of persons. He doesn't show mercy. God wants to use the wilderness to teach you how to live by the words that proceed out of the mouth of God, because once he does and you come up out of the wilderness, you'll find that you're breathing the free air better than you ever did before. Your spiritual lung capacity has been so increased that there's an enormous breakthrough that's permanent in your life. But you got there by getting a breakthrough one step at a time, each day. And just because you got a breakthrough yesterday, you can't let the enemy discourage you because all the emotions come roaring back tomorrow. You need another breakthrough tomorrow. And you just keep doing that day after day after day until one day you've broken out of the wilderness. And you'll discover that once you did, something about you has changed. You've learned to live by the words that proceed out of his mouth in ways like never before. And again, your spiritual lung capacity has been increased at a great level. You'll be able to run faster with him than ever before without growing weary. You'll be able to have hinds feet that can run across high places even with oxygen levels low, because God changed you. But the change is going to come not by you sitting around and being depressed waiting for a breakthrough, pressing in day by day, asking God to breathe into your lungs one more time, then one more time, then one more time, and then one more time until you break out. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.